Whoa, okay, yes, guys. Hello. I am doing a podcast. I'm going to start. I promise you guys that I will have a better mic by the next podcast, but I guess I should really kind of introduce myself. I'm Kyron, if you guys are like don't know who I am. I'm Kyron and I am 14 and I like to make YouTube videos and I kind of like to embarrass myself sometimes. And I like to blog and I like to do things like this. So, really, what these kind of podcasts are going to be about is like celebrity gossip, I guess, because I really, really love to talk about shit like this. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting. I have my phone right in front of me and you guys cannot see me, but I hope you guys are enjoying this because you guys can easily download them from iTunes. And yeah, so the first thing that I want to talk about today, sorry about that, is Robin Williams. Like, he's like dead, like he's gone, which is kind of sad, I guess, like, because I really like my brother, who's 19, was really more like affected, and so was my sister. But I don't really like, this can sound really terrible, but I don't really care. But like, it is a loss, and I did watch Mrs. Doubtfire a couple times, so that RIP Robin. But supposedly he was like entering like first stages of Parkinson's disease or whatever. I don't know what Parkinson's disease is, but I've heard of it, so I'm not sure. But yeah, and he was also battling depression, and like all those quotes on Instagram are like all the depression Instagram accounts are like using Robin Williams quotes. But yeah. The next thing that I want to talk about is my favorite family in the whole world besides mine, and you guys could probably guess that it is the Kardashian family. Okay, seriously, let me just get out my words. I love that family so much. Like, they are freaking amazing. Like, I swear that Khloe is me in like a different body. Just saying. But I'm gonna talk about some things that supposedly, they're kind of rumors, I guess. This is why it's called gossip. Supposedly, I believe it was, oh wait, guys, right now it is, hold on, sorry about that. That's like a sudden interruption. It's 11:11. I need to make a wish, and I just made it. But I believe it was Kendall. It wasn't Kylie, whose birthday was recent. Let me just check, like, really, really quick. It was Kylie. Okay, so Kim posted some fetus pictures of Kylie on her Instagram, and supposedly everybody's saying that it embarrassed Kylie, which I really don't honestly, like, I honestly don't think that it did, because if you guys go back and look on Keeping Up with the Kardashians season uno, like episode one, you guys look at that. That's like fetus up in this bish. But I honestly don't think that it really affected Kylie. But yeah, this podcast is actually kind of be kind of like scattered and kind of messy, but I'm really, really excited. I will hopefully get some more ideas and I'll make it more interesting. It's just right now I kind of like to talk about this stuff and I like to get it out. However, this mic really does suck. But can we please, please, please talk about Northwest baby pictures? I meant like modeling pictures. Those things are literally the freaking cutest things ever. Like, she's such a cute baby. And I'm like, I thought that the whole North, naming her North, was like a fake thing. But it happened. But yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now and it is freaking adorable. She has her little Chanel bag. Freaking rich ass baby. God bless Kim and Kanye. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about that. And I just read this thing about Angelina Jolie. She got slammed with a court case because supposedly she's having a legal battle wages on over, I'm reading this right now. Okay, this is what the article says. Angelina Jolie slapped with new federal court appeal, legal battle wages on over allegations she stole author's work. So that means supposedly she stole some author's work and maybe quoted it as her own, but I personally don't think that she did, because, I mean, she's Angelina Jolie. She's a pretty cool person. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is how, it's again with my Kardashians, my favorite Kardashian, Khloe, supposedly her and, Kourtney's boyfriend, Rob is their brother, stupid me, it's Scott, have a drinking problem and they need rehab. That is complete and total utter bullshit. They can drink however much they want, it's their life. And they can do whatever they want to do with it, and if they need rehab and it really is that bad of a issue, then I'm pretty sure that Kourtney, Kim, Kylie, Kendall, and all of them, Chris and Bruce, would, and Rob, don't forget Rob, would be sure to talk to them, and if they needed rehab, they would probably be admitted, but obviously they don't, and everybody has a little fun sometimes. But yeah, the next thing that I hate about press and paparazzi is the fact that they see one flaw in a Kardashian or something like that, and they make it seem crazy. Like, I believe that Kim was wearing kind of like spandex or booty shorts underneath one of her dresses, and there was a line between the fabric of the spandex and her skin. And let me just read you what this says. Kim Kardashian can't be contained. See her body busting out of skin-tight shapewear. Like, that is complete and utter... That's cyberbullying, first of all. That is not okay. And the person that probably wrote that was either in a bad mood, insecure about themselves, or some other reason that nobody really cares about. But yeah. Also, I wanted to talk about Miley Cyrus. She supposedly is out of control at a hotel lobby. She supposedly screams to management. They should be glad to have her. Really, Miley, do whatever the hell you want to do, because you're Miley and you're doing what you want to do. And I'm scrolling through my list of things, and it says TV's drunkest family. New report claims that Chris, Khloe, Rob, and Scott all need rehab. Like I said, that is bullshit. I'm just trying to scroll through all my stuff. I'm trying to think. And this one website that I always look on, it has a shame-o-meter, and they rate it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let me just read you the order. So starting from number 10, it is Bill Clinton. Number 9, Portia de Rossi. Number 8, Farrah Abraham. Number 7, Khloe Kardashian. She did nothing wrong. I'm just saying. Number 6, Kelly Rutherford. Number 5, Kim. Number 4, Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart is a piece of crap. Like, what he did to Kevin Ward. He killed him, essentially. Kevin Ward passed away, I think it was in ICU, because stupid-ass Tony Stewart decided to rev his engine to try to scare Kevin Ward, and that really kind of took a turn for the worse, and it launched Kevin a few yards and kind of killed him, so that's never really, really good. But, Kendall was accused of throwing money at her waitress, which is freaking stupid. Like, who cares what they do? It's their life. Like, stay out of it. Now I'm going to do, like, a YouTube segment, I guess. I'm going to do celebrity gossip, YouTube gossip, and just some recommendations of what I have, products that I like, song. I'm going to do a song recommendation every podcast. And yeah, right now I'm going to be going on my YouTube gossip. So Connor Franta left O2O. That was quite a while ago, but that's his choice. And if it makes him feel, holy shit, there is a bug on my wall, and I don't even know what kind of bug that is, but it's disgusting, and I'm going to kill it right after this podcast ends. But I was talking about how Connor left O2L, and that was his choice, and whatever, and he needs to do what makes him happy, not what makes other people happy. Like, I understand that he has a huge fan base, he's a really, really cool YouTuber, but he has to do things for himself, not always about his fans, which sounds really, really terrible, but I mean, it's kind of hard to keep up with YouTube, because I have 105 subscribers right now. Like, I know that that isn't even 1% of what Tyler Oakley, Joey Graceffa, Jenna Marbles, PewDiePie, like, that's not even 1% of what they have, but I am so proud of those, because I worked my butt off just to get those, and I am proud of it, and it's hard to keep up, because when you have little things, like, my dad's in the hospital right now, and you can't film a video, and you can't keep up to date with what's going on, it's hard to keep up, but I understand that Connor left for a reason, and everything happens for a reason, and I'm sure that they replaced him with whoever JC is friends with, like, his really, really close friend, but, yeah, Sawyer Hartman, just going through my subscriptions list, I freaking love that new video that he has with Tyler. It is the Headbands Challenge. I'm gonna give a little quick shout out to Megan McCarthy. She is so funny, I love her. She's freaking amazing. Superfruit. I love Superfruit. I actually, like, surprisingly enough, I actually just recently found out about them. Like, it was a couple months ago, but I mean, like, seriously, I love them. Nothing new on Zoe. Troye Sivan's Happy Little Pill. Oh my gosh. Happy Little Pill is amazing. I have not listened to any of his other songs. I probably should. But it's really, really good, and he actually is an amazing singer. So my song recommendation of the week is, let me find it. It is Problem, but it is not the original. It is by Pentatonix, kind of like Miranda, Pentatonix. It's Problem, it's amazing, it sounds so cool. They did a really, really good job, and it is PTX Volume 3. Which is amazing. I love it. Go buy it. I'm supporting them. They're pretty amazing. And yeah. That is going to wrap up this week's podcast. Hopefully next week I will have a way better mic and I will be a little bit more organized and I'll start to, like, take notes down. But yes, thank you guys for listening, and please rate this podcast on iTunes, download it, share it with your friends, do all those sorts of things, and I will see you guys next week. Peace.